Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, welcome to another episode of Song Title Challenge. The question is, climbers, how should you write this one? We get you all, climbers, listeners of this podcast, to send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. And you need to put Song Title Challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets into the right folder, right? I got all the automation set up, so like that stuff just goes right into the folder. If you don't put that in the subject line, I don't know if I'm gonna find it. Maybe I will. I catch some of them, but maybe I won't. Then I pick one and I spring it live on the podcast here to Brent and our esteemed artist slash songwriter guests, and we take about 20 minutes to try to cook up five or six different conceptual angles for how to write that song title, right? This sort of peels back the green curtain so you can see how the pros think and approach writing a song. Because every once in a blue moon, the low-hanging fruit, the most obvious angle is the best angle, but mostly it's not. Mostly that's cheese, right? Mostly it looks like an apple. It looks like low-hanging fruit, but it's not. It's cheese. And you need to dig a little deeper so that you can get to that gold. So it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. We say use all of what we say, use none of what we say. The only thing we demand is an invite to the number one party. And I have a writer on my contract that demands open bar. And Brent has one on his that demands childcare so he can bring his wife. God bless you.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what's up, guys. This is also a great exercise for what would be the, like, not even breathing new life, but like, you know, portably defibrillating new life into old titles, right?
Yes.
If you go back those really old hook books and you spend 15 minutes doing this, and Brent, like, miracles happen. Tell them, testify.
Yeah. So one of the more recent ones is I had a title that's probably 2000 titles back in my hook book that hasn't been written yet. And I tried to write it as a country song. I like trying to think about it as a country song. I just couldn't quite figure it out. And then I end up having a write with Kenna West and Jason Cox on the books and was, you know, doing my personal song title challenge. And I always liked this title called Outlive Your Life. And it made sense to me, like, oh no, that's why I couldn't write as a country song. It's supposed to be like a gospel thing, a Christian song. And so we wrote it, got cut by Brian Free and Assurance. And that record that it's on was nominated for a Grammy for Best Roots Gospel Album. So, like, not only do I think it'll work for you, man, it's gotten me where I get a piece of paper that says nominated on a Grammy nominated project. We didn't win. The Blind Boys of Alabama took it home, but you know, they're classics. But yeah, man, it works. So I definitely encourage y'all to go through those old hooks. Give it just a few minutes because you never know. There's, like I say, there's gold in them thar hills. You just got to go digging for it.
Oh, right on. Well, let's introduce our guests here.
Yes, today's guest is a rising country duo based out of Nashville, Tennessee, comprised of Chris Ray and Joe Hansen. They're making waves not just on social media, but also on the charts, where just recently their song, Eyes That Ain't Yours, hit, I believe it was top 20 all genre and top 10 country on iTunes. They're also staff songwriters for Wide Open Music on Music Row. They're buddies of mine. We've been writing together some. I've been having a blast. Shout out to Charisse Boltore for telling me about Joe. Tulane Summer, welcome to the climb.
Welcome, boys.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for being here, guys.
Seriously. Yeah, thank you for saying yes, y'all. I love it. Well, who's ready?
Nobody. That's what makes it fun.
We're not ready.
Exactly.
We're not ready. All right. So today's title, I like, so I'll give you a quick hot take on this. I like the alliteration in the title. And even though the title is going to seem to come off like very specific, and that's going to be a certain angle that we certainly can go to, I actually think that this two things can be true at the same time. It can also be like super wide open. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this brain trust we've assembled on this episode gets together and what we cook up, right?
All right.
The title is from longtime climber, Joe Bogalke. Thank you, Joe.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
And the title, gentlemen, is Horsepower to Heaven.
Oh, mercy.
Horsepower to Heaven.
All right, just writing that down here. All right, Horsepower to Heaven. I like the alliteration, too. I have no idea what that's about. No idea. But that is the fun and the challenge. That's why it's not song title gimme.
Yeah, it's not a song title. What else you got? It's not a song title. Let's go to lunch. It's a.
Yeah. So I think, thank you, Joe Bogalke. Thank you for sending this in. Okay. So, you know, I try to let the title write the song. So I'll just dive in. I do like the alliteration. And it's an interesting title because you're like, what the heck is that about? Like, if I saw that on
you're winning before you're spinning on this title. Yeah. Like, I want to hear. Even if I'm expecting a train wreck, like on the publishing end, or if I'm an artist, like looking for an outside cut, like, let's just hear how bad they screwed this up. You know what I mean? Because this looks like it's going to be good. And then here's your chance to be like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah. So Horsepower to Heaven. Okay. So horsepower, I'm thinking trucks. I'm thinking, you know, motorcycles, maybe that kind of stuff. And of course, heaven, you know what you're thinking there. So like, what's the intersection of horsepower, like engine power, and heaven? I think of, like, you know, I'd probably mess with them and go, you know, like, heaven's horsepower, like heaven can get stuff done, like the spiritual world, God can get stuff done, he's got a lot of horsepower, but it's horsepower to heaven, which feels really random. So one thing I think of is, like, if you go to like a really like spiritual kind of gospel-y kind of thing, like, you know, your material things can't buy your way into heaven, like your big bad truck with all that horsepower, whatever, you ain't got enough horsepower to get to heaven.
Oh,
like, you can't drive up. Country roads don't take you there. There's only one way there. And so it'd be very like country faith, or very like very gospel-y salvation message. You ain't enough. You know, you can't drive that horsepower to heaven or something. It was the first thing I think of.
Yeah. Well, so Joe and Chris, we forgot to mention too, you have carte blanche artistic license to put anything before or after the title to change the direction of the look or whatever.
Okay.
We don't mess with the title, but anything, like, you know, with what Brent said, you know, you don't have enough horsepower to get that.
Yeah.
Horsepower to have.
So playing with it a little bit.
I was thinking, like, this could be in a very, very country way. It could be a very cool homage to like American heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old killer cars, man, the old Camaros, old Firebirds, you know, like the old Dodge Challenger, and you just like can go and be very, very descriptive in what's in those automobiles, you know, and it's like, you know, they just hearing that noise, man, it's like, that's what's that? That's horsepower to heaven, you know?
Yeah, it's horsepower to heaven, like so much horsepower. That's cool. Yeah. And it makes me think too, like, if there's a story thing of, you know, somebody that gets that muscle car.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's like, man, it's got horsepower to heaven.
Yeah, that Mustang. Like,
it's got so much horsepower. Then, of course, he dies on Dead Man's, you know, curve, and he literally rides that horsepower to heaven because he just like, yeah, done.
You know, on that note, okay, so Dead Man's Curve took a couple of famous lives.
That's a good title.
Yeah.
Isn't that, didn't James Dean, was that on Dead Man's Curve, or was that one of the Beach Boys or something?
I don't remember, but it has that classic 1950s kind of 60s kind of thing to it, that whole Dead Man's Curve. Yeah, because there's songs about it.
You could really do a nostalgic spin on that and maybe talk, like, do like a almost like a biopic, cool, like Black Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Elvis, you know, something along that line about maybe James Dean, right? Because I don't think anybody disagrees with the cool factor of James Dean, right? Everybody's like, oh my God, so cool. And died in a car wreck. I guess it was horsepower to heaven.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. And you could go down that road, which would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the country boy in me wants to go to the sad, depressing, the car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
What Brent was saying. Those are tough to write, but.
It is. Yeah. But thankfully, we don't have to pick one today. We're just throwing stuff out there. So that would
be. How about, you know, like there are some small towns, some faded map dots in this country where every Wednesday night at the Tasty Freeze is like sort of the tri-county car show.
Yeah.
In the parking lot of the Tasty Freeze. And maybe that's where you meet the girl, because she's got
horsepower to heaven.
You know, the 72 Barracuda convertible.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was thinking too, kind of the playing off the girl likes the car, he's got the car, horsepower to heaven, and all that stuff. It's like, it's got a lot of horsepower, but it also, you know, the heaven meaning it helps him get the girl kind of thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Riding that horsepower to heaven.
Which, by the way, could be, that could be also, you know, for a country girl, that could be a Ford F-150.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a muscle car.
Or a tractor.
Or tractor.
Bronco. Don't forget the Bronco.
And the Bronco.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What if the thought's like, what if heaven is the, like, the destination? Like, it's a little piece of land. It's, like, way out there in the country, that kind of piece of heaven, like, you want to get out to, and it's like, I got horsepower to heaven, but basically it's like, I got what it takes to get out to the country kind of thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
That's it.
Got that horse part of, like, to get you to heaven. That's cool.
And then it's kind of like, yeah, you're basically just kind of switching out heaven for, like, wherever that, get out in the country, have a, like,
mm-hmm.
How about like springboarding off of that? What if it's like, it's all about country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a country boy, do you have enough horsepower to heaven?
Yeah.
Right. Because this is heaven right here, right? Mm-hmm. This is the small town, this plot of land, this is heaven, but do you got what it takes? Right. You think you do.
Yeah.
You think this looks easy, but it ain't.
That's good. That's good.
Or do you make it about the truck, mm-hmm. or whatever? And it's like, this truck's got this, it's got this, it's got this, and it's got horsepower to heaven.
And I want to play off something like hell and horsepower to heaven. Like, it's got, I don't know, it's got speakers from hell and horsepower to heaven, or it's got, you know, whatever that is, you know, like, you got to play off that somehow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise they revoke our songwriter cards, you know, they'll kick us out of Nashville. I think too,
like kind of like a, the Beach Boys were great at that. Brian Wilson was great at that, right? Like 409, and he's describing like a drag race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you could really, there's so much furniture in there for you to use on, what kind of gear shift is it? Mm-hmm. Kind of, is it double turbo? Does it have a Holley carburetor head or all that kind of crap, you know, side pipes? Yeah. Like, what's, just tell me about this car.
Yeah.
And how cool it is.
I would not be the guy to write that. I'd definitely have to rely on my car. It's like, it goes in drive and it goes in park and it goes in reverse and you put gas in it.
It's front wheel and economical and you can fit 5 kids in it and a lot of rice.
I don't know what happens under the hood. But yes, for other people, that'd be great to write.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe you're going down this whole thing and you feel like it's going to be, because you know the title and you get into the verse and you feel like this is going to be about American heavy metal. But the more you describe it, it's like a freaking minivan and it's your kids. It's, you know,
it takes a lot of power to tow all of our children.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a 1989 rusted out Dodge Caravan that was, one of the doors doesn't work.
Go. Yeah.
You know, but listen, this is horsepower to heaven right here.
Mm-hmm. What about for more of a, like a country faith kind of thing? So it's country, but it's also like a very like spiritual thing, but it's like, it's about the power of prayer and that we're not the ones that makes it happen. But it's like, I just put my prayers in drive and leave the horsepower to heaven.
Ooh.
Oh,
like I send it up, but God does the work. Oh. Heaven does the work. They got the horsepower. I'm just putting my prayers in drive and leave the horsepower to heaven. Like, let God does it. I'm just,
that's good.
Asking.
Come on, Brent.
Come on.
Dude, but so far you got the game ball, boy. That's good right there. But the point is, you got to step on the gas.
Yeah, I'm doing the thing.
You
but,
know, the car, heaven's got all the horsepower, kind of the, is the underlying message, but you got to step on the gas.
Got to do the work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I got to step on the gas or turn the key of prayer or that kind of thing, do my little part. But really, I understand that the results are not up to me. And so therefore, like in the verses stuff, you just play off the analogy of like, I'm stuck, you know, I'm just kind of stuck in the mud, blah, 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 whatever it is, or trying to climb up this hill, you know, because if you don't have a mountain as a challenge in a Christian song, they revoke your Franklin. They kick you out of Franklin.
You can't be Christian in my
right. Gotta have a mountain or a storm. But then that's what requires actually like horsepower, right? So they can be the whole, my life is a truck and it's stuck, a metaphor. Which could, I think that could be pretty cool.
That's good.
That might be the first line. That would keep like, my life is a truck and it's stuck.
Stuck.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it just sets it up like it's going to be, oh, another song about a truck. Like, here we go. You're like, wait, it's stuck? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now it's like a bitch slap across the face. You know, pow, you think you know what's going on? You have no idea what's going on.
No idea. That's funny.
Buckle up.
I wonder, too, like, I get a picture in my head of, like, an old farmer or an old cowboy talking about, well, I'll just leave the horsepower to heaven. And, like, and what is that about? Like, what is the context of that story? What is the old guy telling you about? Like, yeah, this tractor shouldn't run anymore. This truck shouldn't run anymore. And somehow, by God's grace, it still does and gets the job done and brings home the bacon, or he's a trucker or whatever. It's like, it's like my budget. It shouldn't work. Yeah. The math doesn't, but
somehow it does.
You know, cattle on a thousand hills. I don't know.
That's good.
I just leave the horsepower to heaven, man. I don't know. He pulls us through. You know, maybe it's that kind of thing where it's not all about like a truck metaphor or tractor, but somehow, you know, God pulls us through and all of our messes, da 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 da. I don't know how he does that. I just leave the horsepower to heaven. I leave the steering to God and the horsepower to heaven.
I like that. I like that because it's good ways that you could spin it. That's really cool. Yeah, it's almost like you could set up a new sort of pop lexicon colloquialism.
New like, cliches.
That's a t-shirt, man. Leave the horsepower to heaven. Right? That's a hat.
Yeah, leave the steering to God and the horsepower to heaven.
There's merch tie-ins with this.
You know? Jesus, take the wheel. Come on.
This is the Burger King horsepower burger with the heaven sauce. You
know? I'm in.
It'd have to be Chick-fil-A though. That's the holiest of all.
I got it all worked out. Yeah.
Man. That's funny. Horsepower to heaven. Yeah. So it's like finding what is that phrase around it? Leave the horsepower to heaven, or
I mean, piggybacking off of that, it's like you could do a specific story song too, like you said. Maybe it's about a dude's truck that like was handed down through like four generations. It's like there's no way the truck is supposed to work.
Yeah.
So, to your point, leave the horse out of heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or okay, so springboarding off of that, you made me think of Sam Walton.
Yeah.
Who started Walmart. And he was a multi-billionaire and still had the same old rusted out like 1969 Chevy pickup or something. And that's when he would go to the airport to pick up like big wigs. That he's going to do business with, he'd pick him up in that damn truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't give a crap. Like, I spent all my money. The horsepower is in heaven. Like, I spent all my money over here, like on the family, on the kids, like on the, you know, like I like that. That's cool.
Oh, that could be cool too about the guy that doesn't have the material stuff, doesn't have the big truck, whatever, but he just, you know, he sends his kind of the storing up treasure in heaven versus, no, my other truck is a chariot kind of thing. Right?
I like that.
It goes right beside the bumper sticker that says, my boss is a Jewish carpenter. You know, it goes right next to that one. My other truck is a chariot.
if you're into that whole Christian NASCAR thing on your car. Like,
there we go. There we go. It's a Christian NASCAR driver. It's like Ricky Bobby, but he's sponsored just by Jesus.
Well, hey, hold on a second. So right there, first of all, we're sitting here talking about country songs, horsepower to heaven, and we haven't talked about the rodeo.
Yeah, I mean, the other literal horse.
True.
What if it's the guy that, I mean, he's riding Bronx, right?
Yeah.
And just that sucker is up in the sky, and he's riding that horsepower to heaven.
Or she's a barrel racer, right?
Yeah.
Like, it could go either way. Like, you know, horsepower to heaven. It's, mm-hmm. it's that could be a glorification of the rodeo, which is always a good idea in country music.
Yeah, they don't hate that. They don't hate
especially
themselves.
Especially as a songwriter, because that's a big old net of people that might be interested in something like that if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists will be like, yep, I relate to that.
Yeah. Like, you better. Yeah, I was trying to think of that, you know, ride like hell on that horsepower to heaven or something, you know, that kind of playing off that stuff too.
That's good.
So yeah, it could be the guy riding Bronxes. I think Chris Ledoux, he rode horses. It was his thing. He wasn't a bull rider. I think he was a bronc rider. And those horses can get up there. So that just that thought of like in the old Marty Robbins cowboy songs about riding that horsepower to heaven. I was interesting too. He's like his truck barely makes it there, but he leaves the horsepower to the rodeo.
How about, okay, I got two ideas. One could be just on the same rodeo idea. Another surefire country music meatball across the plate would be NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go down that road and do it that way. And then what was the other one I had? The horsepower to heaven. Like, you could kind of what you said before, Brent, but just visually, I thought it would be interesting to when you're saying leave the horsepower to heaven, mm-hmm. and you're kind of connecting it to like God has a plan.
He does the work. Yeah.
You just got to take the next step. But you break it down in like a real, instead of making it so ethereal mm-hmm. and spiritual, you're saying that deep spiritual message. But it's like, you know, for instance, when I'm thinking about a time in the band when we all went and saw this, it was Halloween, and we were all going to this thing called Guavaween in Tampa. Mm-hmm. And we were, and a friend of ours had one of those old VW vans, like with the picks and the shovels in the back. And that thing would always crap out, and we all have to jump out and push the car like through a freaking intersection to get it going, so pop the clutch and get it going again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like horsepower to heaven, right? Like, here it is. It doesn't work, but magically it started working again. Like, you know, you know what I mean? But you put it like in real life terms, like real life yeah. stories where you're always inspired by God mm-hmm. or something like that, but it's like you're attaching people to God. I thought that'd be cool.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. And it could be like, he does this, he does blah, 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 and leaves the horsepower to, you know, he, I wonder if there's a thing of like, well, they say pray as if it all depends on God and work as if it all depends on you. Like if there's some sort of phrase in that, like, you know, just step on the gas and leave the horsepower to heaven.
Yeah.
Like as a phrase of life, bumper sticker, t-shirt, like you just step on the gas,
and leave
you
the
kind of work as if it all depends on you, but knowing that the horsepower is up to heaven.
He works like hell.
Yeah.
From 9 to 5, and just, you know, there's where you can get that hell in there, you know?
Yeah, right.
He loves her like hell. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Loves her like hell, but leaves the horsepower to heaven. Like that. I like that.
So that could be cool. That could be a little bit of life as a highway, you know, in a way of the metaphorical thing. Just, yeah, stand on it.
Yeah.
And leave the horsepower to heaven. Let God work it out, but
that's
do your part, you know, work hard at your part. That could be fun. Leave the horsepower to heaven. Or even like, and I know there's a lot of God stuff, but hey, heaven's in the title. What are you going to do? Right? That does kind of determine what we're doing. I think a horsepower, like you're climbing a mountain or you're towing something, you're hauling something, right? So you need the horsepower. You need the power to do that. So it could be for going fast, but it could also be like that burden you're hauling, that the regret, the shame, all that stuff.
Mountain.
Like, let God carry that. That's not your job anymore. You just, you know, leave the horsepower to heaven. He can haul all that away. So there's like a lot of like, even within that general box of leave the horsepower to heaven, you could make a lot of different things about that, about just leaving your past behind you, your new creation. Come on, leave the horsepower to heaven. God, let Jesus haul your junk away.
Yeah. Man, I'm thinking of a specific instance that would be like really good visual thing. But when I was out in LA, my roommate's, one of his beer distributors, like got to borrow the boss's boat, right? Mm. And took out, like, he managed a bar in Westwood. And so the whole staff, they're going to go to Big Bear Lake and they're going to do this. But this guy doesn't own a boat. He doesn't know anything. I grew up with boats on a lake.
Yeah.
And so he's got a decent sized pickup truck to haul that thing. But we got to go up the mountain. And all of a sudden we're all pulling over. This whole caravan of cars are pulling over. Like, what's going on? He's like, the truck's overheating. Mm. And I'm just like, he's like, I don't know if we're going to make it up the mountain. I'm like, you got your air conditioning on. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, this is going to sound weird, but you got to turn the AC off. You got to turn the heat on, blow all the heat out of that thing. You're going to see the temperature go down. You got enough horsepower to get up the mountain, but you're going to have to be a little uncomfortable to do it. Right. Like that could be, there's a story there.
Yeah.
Cause that's real right there. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Turn off the AC. That's funny.
The AC.
That's right. Well, I feel like we got some good looks at this, y'all.
That ended up better than I thought at first, which is why they play the game, right? That's why you do the challenge. Cause I won't lie, when you said that title at first, I was like, what in the world? I have no idea. Next, that would have definitely been a, you know what that's about? Nope. All right. Moving on. What else you got?
Next title
for sure.
Next title. Let's go to lunch. That's why they call it a challenge.
Yeah. And that's part of what's fun about this to go. And that's what got me doing this on my own is like so many times Johnny would bring up a title that at first blush, I'm like, no, And then about 10 minutes in, you go,
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe there's something here and go, how many of my titles are just sitting there that are like 10 minutes away from gold?
Yeah. That's it. I mean, you know, I get chastised by the viewers for bringing this up all the time, but it's just it's the best example. But think about just going through somebody else's hookbook, not your own, and coming across the dance.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is about two-stepping, or maybe it's about, you know, like whatever. And then Oh.
Oh, if you're going to do that.
Okay, yeah. Tony. Different. Now it means something totally different.
Exactly.
So, yeah, open slate. Well, hey, fellas, where can our listeners get in touch with you and support you? Where are they going to find you?
Social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube at Tulane Summer.
So it's like the number two, right? Not spelled out.
The number two,
Correct. Number two, Lane, L-A-N-E, Summer. And y'all can find our music pretty much anywhere you can stream or buy, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff at Tulane Summer.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Joe. That brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge, y'all. You can send your titles in to info@daredevilproduction.com. Remember, production is singular. There is no S. And who knows? Maybe you're going to get some rock stars like these two boys from Tulane Summer up on to help you flesh out your idea. All right. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.